post office, or in fact, and then of course, and it was real sandy down there. You'd wear a high top shoe to. It was a leather shoe. It wasn't a tennis shoe, though. It was a leather shoe. But
yeah.
Here's a picture of his mom and his two brothers. They dressed up.
Your two brothers were named?
One's Richard's the oldest, and the other one's named Virginius, which is an unusual name.
His name is his grandma, Virginia.
He never did like that name. His name was Virginius Jones.
You were the youngest?
Yeah, I was the youngest one there.
And then, Tommy,
what was it like being the youngest of three kids?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't bad. Of course, your brothers kind of helped. Well, the middle brother, my older brother was kind of more older and was around, but my middle brother was kind of looked after me and all as a.
Yeah.
Would take me along with him and things like that. We're kind of like an older brother would look after you.
Yeah.
What about you now? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two older sisters. One is in Chicago. She works for a law school in Chicago.
Works just not here. Fairly recently, they had some statistics. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But I remember that was one of the statistics they were putting out. And of course, it's Washington D.C. The D.C. proper is. Is predominantly black too.
Yeah. Now, when you were young and raised on the farm, tell me what things were like between
whites. Well, the whites and the blacks got along fine. When you were young, we played with the blacks and all, but when you get a little older, you always stay friendly with them, but there was never any resentment or anything between us. I never felt like it was. They kind of go as you get older, while they went their way and you went your way. But as young kids, we were real good friends together and played with players, playmates. And my daughter was raised down in the country, and she had played with a lot of
Where's that? In
the at all time were down there.
Yeah.
And played with the colored girls. Some of them were real good friends. And we'd go pick them up, and the kid come over the house. They'd have a good time playing together.
Yeah, but now, what would the blacks call them? Would the whites have any names for the blacks when they were angry at them, or what would you call them when you were raised when you were younger?
Well, you just call the kids by their names, but of course there was always colored people, and never black.
Yeah,
and never call them anything but colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Never call them a Negro. Of course, I know a lot of people get mad and they'd call each other nigger. But, people just didn't call them nigger. That was just a word you didn't call them. I never even spoke of them as a nigger. It was just a Negro.
Yeah.
Not nigger. Of course, but the color themselves, they'll say, oh, you black nigger, you didn't talk to each other that way. But.
Yeah.
They've always, ever since I remember, they'd call each other something like that. But I just, with the kids and all that I played with, of course, when you're farming, they always just call you Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Mr. A lot of them call you by your first name, Mr. Tommy. In fact, that's what most of them did call me down there when I got older and working on the farm.
Would they ever have any words for whites, in other words? Would they ever have any worse names that they would call whites?
Well, no, just other than that white person or something like that.
Yeah. Would they ever say anything to a white, would they ever have a name for them when they got mad at them?
Well, if they did, they never stood around where you could hear them.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard them say anything.
Right.
One time my daughter was she had a horse. And she went over to Thelma Lee's. They lived there on the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this little Thelma Lee used to come and play with her. And so she went over there. just to see Thelma Lee, and you know, she was just out riding a horse, and I don't know what the kids got mad about. I don't know whether the dog was chasing the horse or what, but those kids started calling her horse a mew. You know, they knew where to make them mad. And
would whites have names for other whites? That is, what would you call a
redneck or peckerwood?
Okay.
This is the poor white trash.
Yeah.
And of course, really, the poor white trash and the colored, I mean, they just really on almost on a par. I mean, as far as their morals and their the way they're. Well, morals, sexual morals, and other, all other morals are right and wrong all the way along. They just don't have any.
Yeah. Now, talking about that, what would you call a child who was born of a racially mixed marriage?
Mulatta.
Okay. And they would be. What about one that had real light-colored skin? Maybe.
Well, I mean, of course, even talking to niggers, you would say. Well, that's a real black one. Somebody you're trying to